You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Royals taking on the D-backs before the game. Kansas City honoring Mike Moustakas for breaking the franchise's single-season home run record. Pick the action up in the fifth in this one. KC in front 1-0. David Peralta facing Jacob Junis.
There's a ground ball skidding over the glove of Cuthbert, and up the right field line it goes. Fuentes will score, and that ties the game 1-1.
And there's a drive to left center field, and rather deep and rather gone. A home run for A.J. Pollock, and the Diamondbacks have their first lead. Bonifacio digs in. His last home run was August 29th. Why not now?
That's well hit. Deep left center field. Bonifacio puts the Royals in front.
That's a big jolt there to put the Royals in the lead.
Into right field. That's well hit. Bonifacio is going to have it go over his head. Here comes Pollock to score. And Descalso has a triple. So Brandon Drury at the plate. In comes the pitch. Strike three call. Royals win it.
The Royals get their 80th win of the season as they win for the fourth time in five games, taking it 4-3. Mike Minor with his sixth save. Jacob Junis' ninth win, allowing two runs in six frames, striking out five. The D-backs now know they'll be playing the Rockies at Chase Field in Arizona on Wednesday in the NL wildcard game. The Royals pick up their 80th win of the season. Manager Ned Yost spoke after.
Well, I mean, they're going to have to be, you know. we're expecting to win with them next year. So it was nice to see them, be able to produce right there. But Bonnie's was, the big blow. But Torres with a big hit there to keep the inning going. And it was great to see. Gave, Junis an opportunity to win the ball game. Of course, the bullpen came in and did another outstanding job, and it was a great game.
What can you say about Boney's season? 17 home runs for a rookie.
Yeah, he's going to be a good player.
Yeah. Junis on his six innings, anything stand out to you?
No, it was just Jake. He's a, really good slider, spotted his fastball really well. You could tell early that they had done their scouting reports, that they knew that Jake was a strike thrower and they were going to attack early. In the count, but I knew once he got that slider established, it would take him off that fastball a little bit, and that's exactly what happened.
We've seen some pretty good outings from Mike Minor this year. This one really pretty good too. Obviously, second base, nobody out.
If the ball's an inch lower, we catch it. It's just right off the tip of Torres' glove, and Mike's filled that role for us really nice, and has really adjusted to it. And I think more than anything else, he's got great stuff. We know that, but you can have great stuff and not be a successful closer. You got to have that special composure and competitiveness, and he definitely has it.
You got your plan set for tomorrow?
No. I'm going to go to sleep and wake up. That's my only plan.
Ned, you were trying to get those guys kind of an ovation each inning, but when Haas came off, people maybe didn't even notice that he was.
Yeah, it was my screw up. I screwed that one up. I figured that they'd pay attention. I'd wait till they throw the ball down and they would see it, and nobody knew what was going on. But being a real smart guy, I figured out real quick that I better wait for an out and everybody get locked back in the game, and it would be right. So yeah, I mean, I think it's important that our fans have the opportunity to, see our players play, but also, let them know, our players know how much they appreciate them. And I think that that's a good way to do it, those types of ovations like that where, they're coming off the field and our fans, we know that they love these guys, but just give them an opportunity to express their gratitude and how much these players mean to him, I think, is important.
Jacob Junis gets his ninth win, allowing two runs and six innings of work. He spoke after the game.
My sinker was saving me tonight, my two-seamer. I kind of struggled with my command a little bit, and I got some outs with that, the sinker and slider combination, and defense played great behind me, saved my butt a few times. So,
any particular bats that you think helped you out tonight?
I think it was a big one. In the first inning, when Kane ran that one down by Marte and banged up against the wall, that definitely saved a run there. And I struck out Peralta one inning with like one out and a guy on. That was a big out. they're a pretty good hitting team, so to keep them in check was definitely a good feat.
Can you kind of sum up your rookie year? I mean, you obviously been a big surprise in this rotation. Going into next year, too, you should be a candidate for the rotation. How does it feel to get that under your belt?
Just getting the opportunity to make my debut this year, and especially so early, it's been a lot of fun. And even though it's been an up-and-down year for the most part, this last month, 2 months of the season has been a lot of fun to be in the rotation and pitching every 5 days. And to have success is it's been a blast, and I couldn't ask for anything better this season.
Gives you something to look forward to in the offseason, too, and things will work out and stuff like that?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of things that need to be worked on, you know what I mean? So go into the offseason, get stronger, work on mechanics and stuff like that, and come into spring hopefully strong, ready to go.
They swung at your first two pitches, didn't they?
Yeah, they were ready for it, weren't they?
They were trying to ambush you.
Yep, a couple fastballs out over the plate, and they put some good swings on it. Me and Cam adjusted. We started throwing some off-speed in there and keeping them off balance, and thankfully it worked out.
In a night where the vets of the past years were kind of honored and taken off the field, it was the young guys that kind of put a big stamp on tonight's game with the home run and your performance. So something to kind of look forward to, right?
It was a lot of fun being a part of that tonight with Moose and Haas and all those guys, Eske getting their ovations and stuff. It was a lot of fun to be a part of that, and for me and Bonnie to have good games like that on a night like that. It was pretty special.
Your 9 wins leads American League pitchers in victories. Is that something you're proud of?
I didn't know that, but yeah, that's pretty special. That's more than I could have ever asked for in my rookie season.
The Royals wrap up their season facing the D-backs on Sunday. Jason Vargas on the hill.